The Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts the number of jobs in the U.S. to grow by 7% in the next 10 years, but for nurse practitioners and physician assistants, that growth is expected to top 30%. 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbaugh reports many are calling it the perfect storm for what are called physician extenders.
It's more likely than not that your primary care physician is part of a multi-doctor practice. It's also more likely than not that those doctors have either already hired a physician extender or are considering making such a move.
Being a physician extender, a PA, or a nurse practitioner is a very, very hot profession these days. And most of these kids that are graduating don't have to look very hard for a job. People come recruiting.
That's Dr. David Dietrich. He uses nurse practitioners to help deliver babies at Allegheny Health Network's Jefferson Hospital. The trend is not limited to AHN doctors, though. UPMC has become the second largest employer of physician assistants, or PAs, and nurse practitioners in the U.S., according to Ben Reynolds, who directs UPMC's Office of Advanced Practice Providers. He's also a practicing PA and says the need is especially great in the doctor's office setting.
If it were just a physician workforce that we had to rely on, well then, you know, the waits for care would be months. The time that you'd be able to spend with your physician would be short.
Reynolds says the first factor driving the need for more physician extenders is the increased pressure baby boomers are putting on the healthcare system. He says that pressure for more office and hospital visits will not let up until 2035. The next factor in the perfect storm driving demand for physician extenders is the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid expansion, which have put insurance into the hands of hundreds of thousands of individuals that have never had insurance in the past. Then there's the increasing expectation among 18 to 35-year-olds that the doctor's offices be ready to see patients without an appointment, according to Dr. Fran Solano.
We're a traditional internal medicine practice. We do believe in spending time with patients. So having a walk-in clinic is very disruptive to your schedule.
So why not just add another doctor? First, there is a nationwide shortage of primary care doctors. And second, nurse practitioners and physician assistants get paid about half to a third of what doctors get paid. So Solano added two nurse practitioners to his eight-doctor team.
It seems to be a win for everyone right now. Our patients love it. Some of them were resistant. We were resistant in the beginning, but we've all learned that this is really a value-added service, and this is really what's happening around the rest of the country.
Deb Burns is one of the nurse practitioners, or NPs, in Solano's office.
It's more because people are afraid and they don't know what a nurse practitioner is. And so once I explain what my role is and what I'm able to do, then usually people are very open to having me see them.
An NP or a PA can make a diagnosis, recommend a course of treatment, order and interpret most tests, and usually can write prescriptions. But they are unable to perform anything beyond the most basic of surgical procedures and often cannot order home care or durable goods such as a walker. By law, nurse practitioners and physician assistants must have collaborative agreements with a physician, and they must identify themselves as a PA or NP when seeing a patient to make sure that there is no confusion. But that's the legal stuff. What does it look like from the perspective of a patient like Jeff Phillips in McCandless?
I find that the PA generally gives you a lot of time.
Having that extra time is not unusual in the clinical setting because PAs and NPs do not spend time making rounds or dealing with more complex cases, so they can spend more time in the exam rooms.
In years past, I cannot ever remember seeing a PA at a doctor's office, and so far, so good.
Phillips says his wife is more likely to see the doctor because she's dealing with a complex and ongoing medical condition, which begs the question, is the quality of care provided by a PA or NP adequate? Yes, according to Judy Truscott.
We're trained to look at, treat, and diagnose a patient the same way that medical school is set up. We have clinical rotations where we spend a lot of hours. And then we have the physician there. It's required by our state law that we're able to discuss patients with the physician if we need to.
Truscott is a practicing physician assistant and the associate program director of the PA program at Chatham University. Students in Chatham's postgraduate program spend 1 year in the classroom and 1 year in clinical rotations, which is typical for physician assistant programs. Several recent studies have found that having PAs as part of a larger care team has either positive or no impact on patient outcomes. The same holds true for nurse practitioners that move up the ladder from some sort of basic nursing program or bachelor degree program through a master's degree and then to a nurse practitioner's program. Sheila Gailey is a retired nurse practitioner who helps give care at the Community Health Clinic of Butler County.
Nurse practitioners, when they're practicing as RNs, think to themselves, I could do more and I want to do more. And I can develop the knowledge base that I need to do more. But there's that lingering feeling that I want to do more and I can do more if I get more education.
In some states, nurse practitioners are not required to have collaborative agreements with physicians. A bill pending in Harrisburg would lift that requirement in Pennsylvania. It has been the subject, though, of intense debate in the medical community. Gailey says the measure could make it possible for nurse practitioners to more easily open clinics in rural areas where the general practitioner shortage is even more acute than in urban centers. It's unclear, though, if that measure will actually come up for a vote. In the meantime, schools continue to open new nurse practitioner and physician assistance programs. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Support for WESA's healthcare reporting project, Bridges to Health, comes from the Jewish Healthcare Foundations. Reports in this initiative can be found at wesa.fm.